जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रामुनाति रावणचारी रामुनाति रावणचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुनाति रावणचारी यमुनाति रावणचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Hare bol, Hare bol, Hare bol, Nittai Gaura, Hare bol, Nittai Gaura, Hare bol. Hare Gopamana Hari Nama Sankirtanaki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki, Srila Prabhupadaki, Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshavan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidamscha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We welcome all of you for the Gita for All Made Easy, KMPT course, Positive Thinker course. Today is also a very auspicious day of appearance of Srimati Radharani in this world. So it's very auspicious day. In the entire year. Why I have shown this picture of Krishna along with his five Patranis, prominent queens of Dwaraka. You see, Dwaraka is characterized by opulence, like this beautiful big palace of Krishna, you see. But why I have shown this? Because in Dwaraka, Krishna feels great separation from Vrindavan. All these queens are amazed how this personality is living here with us in Dwaraka, but is remembering Yashoda, Nanda, Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka, all his devotees. His body is here, but his heart is there in Vrindavan. So, So Krishna feels the presence of Vrindavan even more strongly when he is in Dwaraka. Also, I have shown this picture because the topic for today is caring for sacred items. So temple is a place which is most a sacred place. Temple is an expansion of the spiritual world. We can call the temple as an embassy of the spiritual world. You know what is an embassy? Like in Delhi, in Connaught Place, you have the American embassy. American embassy is actually in India. And that's where they handle the passport visa for people going to America. Similarly, temple is a spiritual embassy. Temple is a place when you go, you meet the saintly people, you take darshan of the deities, you purchase spiritual books, you read. And from temple, you get training and education in such a way that you are transported to spiritual world. From American embassy, you are given opportunity to get a visa and passport visa for going to America. Similarly, temple is a spiritual embassy where they will give you Vaikuntha passport, with which you can go back to Godhead. So, also, in an embassy, for example, in American embassy, if you go, even the pen that they use is American. The stationery is from America. The men and women working in that office, they are all from US, America. So, in this way, everything used there is all American, if it is American embassy. Similarly, spiritual embassy means everything you see in the temple is like a very sacred object. For example, you find Garuda at the rear end of the temple. In some temples, you find Hanuman and Garuda also. Similarly, you find the Gopuram. You find the deities form of the Lord. And many dharamas made of the Lord's leelas, pastimes. And there are gardens where flowers are made for making garland to be offered for the Lord. So those are Krishna's flowers. There are vehicles standing which will take the books, spiritual books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and go and distribute in the city and come back. So they are also Krishna's vehicles, the vahanas, like jeep or sumo or cars. Then there are brahmacharis, sannyasis, or sometimes even full-time grihasthas also, who are serving in the temple. They are all wearing tilak. They are wearing kantimala. They are having a bead bag. Their neck. They make this tilak in 12 markings in their body. Isn't it? So, they are all Krishna's devotees. They are engaging their body, mind, words in Krishna's service. Yeah. And then there is a prasadam served in the prasadam hall. That is also divine. It is a food which Krishna has tasted first. And he's given us his remnants for eating. So it's a sacred prasad. Yayishak Krishna Aswadilo. Mahaprabhu said, oh, this prasadam is tasted by Krishna. Therefore it is so delicious. It is so purifying. So that is also divine. Prasadam is divine. Then there is a beautiful pond. And that is also Krishna's pond. It is not for just like a swimming pool for playing. For the common people, no. It is a Pushkarani, it's a pond, sacred pond. Why? Because this is a pond where we have a boating festival, where the Lord is placed in a beautiful boat and he is taken round and round, while all the people on all the four sides will be assembling to watch the beauty of the Lord in the boat. Nauka Vihar, festival for the Lord. In this way, if you turn around anywhere in our temple campus, everything is connected to the Lord and directly used in Lord's service. So that's how they all have become divine. Anything connected, like for example, in fire, if you put iron rod, it becomes fiery. Isn't it? It becomes red hot. Similarly, Radha Vrindavan Chandra is standing along with, you find their associates like the cows and calves and sometimes a tree behind. And there's a backdrop of Yamuna flowing and all that. So, when Lord is giving darshan like that, standing in the altar, everything in this temple campus is connected to the Lord and used in His service, used for His glorification. So, therefore, everything is called tadiya, we call it, or paraphernalia, which is used in Lord's service. Therefore, I have shown you the picture of a temple caring for the sacred items means these are sacred items and how should we care for them. That's the topic here. See, whenever you talk about Krishna, means Krishna and paraphernalia. For example, if a king is walking on the road, you know, if somebody says the Prime Minister of India came to Pune, he's not going to come alone. There may be 20 cars which are all same color. You don't know in which one Prime Minister is sitting. They may not even know. And there will be a lot of ministers who will come with him. Big people will come with him. Similarly, when a king comes on the road for a procession, he will come in a chariot, drawn by very beautiful horses. He will have his ministers with him. There will be thousands of people coming with him. There will be instruments and band played by a troop, surely. Some women may be dancing also. Some people may be singing also. Brahmanas may be chanting the Vedic mantras. And there will be horses, there will be elephants, there will be multiple chariots. And the king comes with all his entourage, we call it. He doesn't come alone. Similarly, Krishna also has paraphernalia. He doesn't come alone. He comes with Govardhan. He comes with Yamuna. He comes with his gopis, with gopas. And he also comes with, peacocks and, monkeys and cows and calves and deers. They are all his eternal spiritual associates. So he brings all of them with him when he comes. So that with his paraphernalia he can... See, paraphernalia has two meanings. One is the items used by Krishna are used in Krishna's service. That's also paraphernalia. And the people or the devotees who are surrounding Krishna, they are also called paraphernalia. In fact, we can say the best paraphernalia which is in touch with Krishna is the devotees. Because Krishna himself says, they are very dear to me. Most dear to me. Like you see, Shiva is speaking to Parvati in Vishnu Purana. He says, Aradhananam hi sarvesham Vishnuraradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. He is telling, O Devi, amongst all types of worship, Shiva says, the best worship is worship of Vishnu, he says. And then he says, better than worshipping Vishnu is to worship Vishnu's devotees. Why? Because by worshipping Vishnu's devotees and following them faithfully, Lord Vishnu will become very pleased. And very easily one can please the Lord. For example, if you meet a rich man along with his wife and small boy, you give the boy some very nice eatable prasadam, rasagulla, and the boy eats it. And the boy says, wow, I like the Krishna prasadam very much. If he becomes enthusiastic, then father becomes very happy. So father says, oh, you made my son very happy. I am thankful to you. So father is more pleased when you make the child happy than when you directly make him happy. Correct, no? Same with Krishna also. He becomes very pleased when his devotees are pleased. Therefore, Shiva says that amongst the paraphernalia of the Lord, what is most dear for the Lord is his own pure devotees. Mad bhakta puja abhyadika. He says that in Bhagavatam. Worship of my devotee is greater than directly somebody worshipping me. Like that the Lord says. So therefore, the devotees are also called paraphernalia. They should be worshipped very respectfully and treated very respectfully also. And Shaunaka the Rishis, when they were hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami, they suddenly heard one information which was very painful for them. Suta Goswami said, one day when King Parikshit was wandering from place to place in a chariot, looking at his kingdom and trying to find out whether people are doing well, they are all aligning with Krishna. And suddenly he found on the way a cow and a bull being beaten by one Shudra, Lokla Shudra, who was actually Kaliraj. And the king, as soon as he went there, he asked the cow and the bull, why are you crying? Oh bull, you are standing in one leg, your three legs are broken. Who bit you? Who harmed you? Please tell me, I will immediately take an action. So as soon as Suta Goswami said this, Shaunaka the Rishi felt very unhappy. Oh, what are you talking? Somebody bit a cow and a bull. These are like mother and father. Cow is mother and bull is father. How can somebody beat them? And then they told, wait a minute. If what you are going to talk now is not very directly connected to Krishna. Please don't speak it. It looks very inauspicious for us to hear. But if it has a connection to Krishna, you tell us. Then we are ready to hear. Of course, Sutta Goswami said, oh, I am going to tell you, because of this incident, eventually the Bhagavatam came to this world. Then they said, proceed now. So, which goes to show they didn't want to hear any prajalpa. Prajalpa means useless talk. Nor did they want to hear anything inauspicious, not directly connected to Krishna. So, therefore, you will find the Shaunakada Rishis were interested in Krishna and things related to Krishna. And they were not interested in Maya or things unrelated to Krishna. They were not interested, which will agitate our mind, which will deviate our senses from engaging in Krishna service. Nowadays, there is so much of profuse information available in the net, which can completely take a person's concentration away from spiritual life. Unless one is, very careful in dealing with the internet. So therefore, the Shaunakada Rishis did not want the lecture to go off track, talking some useless gossip and not bringing the point to surrender to Krishna. They wanted to learn that. So therefore, as devotees, even all of us, we are interested in Krishna and his paraphernalia. For example, why are we interested in Kurukshetra battle? Why not battle of Panipat? Why not World War I or World War II? We are not interested in those wars. Then why are we interested in Kurukshetra war? Because that war was a war where Krishna was personally present. So therefore, all the warriors were all delivered, liberated, and then sent back to Godhead because of Krishna's presence and all the warriors glancing at Krishna also. So, in this way, we are interested in Krishna's paraphernalia. We are interested in Krishna's flute, Krishna's sandals, Krishna's dress, Krishna's ornaments, Krishna's cows, Krishna's prasadam, and Krishna's peacock feather, and Krishna's festivals, and Krishna's divine books like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Krishna's devotees. These are all paraphernalia, and that's what we are interested in. We are not interested in anything separate from Krishna. We are not interested. And another example I have given of Madhavendra Puri and the Kshirchor Gopinath, the picture you are seeing in the top right corner. That's the deity of Kshirchor Gopinath, who understood that Madhavendra Puri wants to taste my kheer so that he can make similar kheer for his Gopal. So Lord understood that. But then Madhavendra Puri, after desiring, he left the temple and went away. But Lord remembered it. He stole one of the 12 parts of the kheer and told the pujari to go and deliver it to Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri heard the sound, is there anyone here called Madhavendra Puri? Like the pujari was asking. And then Madhavendra Puri identified himself, yeah, I am here. Any news for me? And he said, the Lord has stolen a part of kheer for you. Please take it. And then Madhavendra Puri fainted unconscious hearing this. Lord is so kind. He knew my desire and he has saved his prasadam for me and he's personally sent it to me. He cried tears of joy. He ate the Amritakeli prasad and he didn't want to throw the pot away. He broke the pot into small pieces and tied it in a cloth. Every day one piece he was eating. Why? Because it's paraphernalia of, Gopinath. Because Gopinath has eaten from the pot and he has given it to me. So, he ate little bit of that because paraphernalia of the Lord. So, he could consider the pot sacred. He didn't just eat the sweet rice and threw it away. Now, here I am showing you about the flower garland given to a speaker. Like you see here, it's a beautiful deities of Radha Govindji. And all the Vaishnavas are dancing and singing in the temple hall. At that time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came to the temple and Pujari, his name is Haridas. And Haridas said, hey, Kaviraj Goswami, you have heard the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami. Personally, for several months you have heard. So, why don't you put it all in writing so that all the people can benefit? Why don't you write the Chaitanya Charitamrita? And as soon as he said that, Kaviraj Goswami felt himself utterly unqualified for writing. So the deity is standing there, Radha Govindji. His garland, you know, came and fell in the hands of Kaviraj Goswami. And immediately the pujari put it on the garland on the neck of Kaviraj Goswami and said, "See, the Lord wants to bless you with his own garland he is giving you. Please accept it and do this great work of writing Chaitanya Charitamrita." And he read that. So, Kaviraj Goswami accepted this garland as a blessing given by Radha Govindji towards him. So, the garland offered to Lord first, it becomes tadiya. I'll show you one verse. See this verse. Toyopabhukt sragandha vasolankar charchitaha uchishta bhojino dasas tava mayam jaye mahi. 11.6.46. Read the translation, please.
Simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands, fragrant oils, cloths and ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servants, will indeed conquer your illusory energy.
This is only Uddhava to Krishna. Uddhava is telling, my dear Krishna, how we conquer your maya? Very easily we will conquer your maya. How? By accepting the garland which you have accepted. After offering garland to you, we will accept it as Mahaprasadam. And the fragrant oils that are offered to you, then it will be applied on our hands. By smelling it, all our material desires will be destroyed. And the clothes and ornaments that you already enjoyed, we will keep it in our puja room and bow down to it. And also by eating the prasadam, which you give us remnants after you eat, we are your servants, Krishna. We will conquer Maya Shakti simply by accepting these remnants, your paraphernalia. Like that he is saying. Yeah. I read that first three lines, four lines.
It is clear from this verse that Uddhava is not approaching the Lord for liberation from the illusory energy. As a personal, confidential associate of Lord Krishna, Uddhava was undoubtedly a completely liberated soul. He is praying to the Lord because he cannot beat the thought of living without Krishna even for a moment. This feeling is called love of God.
Actually, Uddhava doesn't want liberation from suffering, but he wants actually, to live in the company of Krishna. That is love of God. So our love of God is increased when we accept the paraphernalia of the Lord as sacred and we benefit from them. That's the main point. Like he said here, you can benefit from the garlands, fragrant oils, the flower offered to Lord, Atulasi Maharani, if it is given to you. You can smell the flower because it's offered to Lord first. Sometimes, When a speaker is given a garland, everybody claps hands. That is actually in a public place where a politician is given a garland, others clap hands. Whereas in ISKCON society, when a speaker is given garland, nobody will clap hands because everybody knows what it is. The speaker is given the garland that is offered to Krishna so that the pure item, paraphernalia of the Lord, when you are putting it for the speaker can speak purely and represent the Guru Parampara, rather than bluffing something on his own with his four defects and everything. So that garland is actually a blessing. And he can pray to Lord that, "Oh Lord, please bless me," so that whatever I speak will be beneficial to the audience. Therefore the garland is given. Now the garland should be accepted. Garland and fragrant oils offered to Lord and the clothes and ornaments of the Lord, we have to handle them very carefully. Like you see here, like Brihaspati, actually not Brihaspati, this is Durvasa. Yeah. One day, Durvasa Muni was passing by, he saw Indra, And he felt that, oh, here is the king of the demigods, let him be blessed. So he wanted to offer his blessing to him. So he gave him his garland. And Indra actually took it very lightly. He took the garland and gave it to his Airavat elephant. An elephant put it on the ground and trampled upon it. Then Dhruvasa looked at it, he said, hey, I am giving you Mahagarland, which is sacred, and your elephant is trampling, you are given it to a dull animal. So he cursed Indra. So Indra lost all his opulences, just because he handled the garland very carelessly. Paratanali of the Lord. One should know, in case somebody gives you a flower offered to Krishna or Tulasi Maharani, you are smelling it. So you should put it in a place, like what we call it, Nirmalya, we call it. Nirmalya means Lord's items. So that is like a, Nirmalya is a separate dustbin. It should not be put in a regular dustbin because it is sacred. So the Nirmalya will be put in some body of water. They will arrange it to put it. Like if somebody gives me a garland, I am wearing it, it's a little bit drying, I want to, then I can throw it in some body of water. And it should not be thrown with other dustbin items. One shouldn't do that. So because Indra was careless, he gave the garland to the elephant. Therefore the elephant started trampling. So he lost all his opulence because of that. Ati parichayat avagnyat. Because of familiarity breeds contempt. Because of that. So one time as well as Navagindra Maharaj had come to Pune in the station. So I went to receive him with all the other devotees. So we had taken a rose garland that day. With rose petals. Very soft it was. So as soon as you put the rose garland to Maharaj, everybody said jai jai and everything they said. But the rose petals started falling from that. And Maharaj said, hey, get me a carry bag, he said. So he carefully took it out and put it in the carry bag. And then picked all the petals himself and then he put it back. He said, no, actually this is offered to Lord. How you guys can put it on my neck and it is spreading everywhere, it's falling on the ground, it will become aparad. So that day I understood that we have to handle the garland very carefully. Isn't it? Yeah. One time I had gone to Mayapur Dham. They gave me the opportunity to do the Mangalarati. I was about to begin. So one pujari came and then he put it in my neck, a garland. And then he said, this is Radharani's garland. I said, thank you, Prabhu. So later on, one senior devotee told me at that time, I was very young. So he told that, see, they are giving you garland not as a privilege or like to increase your prestige or something. That, so many thousand people are there. You are being given a garland because you are very special or something. No, you are going to sing now and you are supposed to sing on behalf of all these people, thousand people. And the pujari is actually accepting your singing on behalf of the people and then he is doing offering puja to the deities. So he is offering puja on behalf of all the thousand people who are standing in the temple hall. So a lead singer has to be in very good consciousness. It's very important because all the other people are going to follow him behind. He can't sing passionately. He cannot sing carelessly. He can't sing inattentively. He cannot sometimes commit mistakes in singing. Some words he missed out or he sang some other para because his mind was elsewhere. He has to be very alert and attentive. So therefore, the garland is given, was given to me. I should actually see it as Radharani's mercy upon me so that I can sing with a proper attitude and proper consciousness. That's the meaning of that.
Yeah.
See, keeping money or acha beat back. See, keeping money or bead bag in the back side of the body. Like this bead bag should not be put in the back side. We should not do that. And also, generally Lakshmi, you all know, like Balaji is having Sridevi, Bhudevi in his chest. In those days, people used to have kurtas. And here there used to be a packet. Like in my father's generation, I have seen. Correct, no? They'll keep money here in the chest. It's considered a pure place. Better place. But now people are keeping in the jeans behind, exactly in the buttocks they give. That's not proper keeping a purse in the backside and then taking it out like this. You've seen that? People do that. So, bead bag also is a holy, sacred thing. We should not put it behind this thing. We should not do that. Yeah. So what is the inner meaning of Sridevi, Bhudevi and the chest? Sridevi, Lakshmi always wants to serve the Lord in the lotus feet, massage his feet. But Lord is so pleased with her service. He says, you have conquered my heart, Lakshmi. Come, you can reside in my chest. I will have a place for you. You relax. She says, no, 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 I don't want to relax. I want to serve you. She is more eager to serve. And seeing Lakshmi's eagerness to serve, you see, Narada, Garuda, they all are inspired. Brahma, all of them want to serve the Lord. She has a service attitude. So, actually, we don't call money as money. In this world, money is chanchala. She just hops and jumps from one person to another. But we call money as Lakshmi. Lakshmi never runs away from Narayana. She always stays in his lotus feet. Therefore, Lakshmi should be kept properly in worship of Krishna, and it should be kept in a packet in such a way that we don't keep it in the backside. Ready?
Spiritual items are expansion of Lord Balram.
Mridanga vadya shunite mana avasara sadayache gauravihita kitana shuni parama anandenache. So he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings this song. He says, when I return in the home in the evening, when his sons are playing mridangam and singing very sweetly, mridanga vadya shinite manas avasara sadayache. My mind always longs to hear the sweet sounds of mridanga. Hing is the mridanga? So, mridanga makes sweet notes, and we should sing what? We should sing gauravihita kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe, Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol. So he's saying mridanga vadya shunite mana avasara sadayache. My mind is always longing to hear the sweet notes of the mridanga, which are sung in accompaniment of the Hare Krishna mantra. And gaura vihita kirtana shuni anande hridaya nache. My heart is dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught this sweet process of singing, playing mridangam, playing kartal, and dancing in the streets, inspiring all people to chant Krishna's names and read Bhagavad Gita and worship the deities of the Lord. In this kind of thing, Lord Chaitanya personally did it. He taught it also. And now it has spread all over the world. So, Mridangam is actually expansion of Balaram. In the spiritual world, Balaram has Sanjani Shakti, which means the clothes of Krishna, the flute of Krishna, the Mridangam, the Kartal, and all the other paraphernalia which are used in Krishna's service. Like for example, the Arati plate, the lamps, and the bell. All these things are expansion of Balaram. So therefore you will see sometimes those people who are Mridangam players, as soon as they get the Mridangam, they will do like this. They will pray to Balaramji that please empower me to play properly for the Kirtan. So all the spiritual items are expansions of Balaramji.
Handle spiritual books as sacred. They are not
sacred.
Sacred. They are not different from Krishna.
Yeah, here you see in Dwaraka, Krishna is sitting and all his ministers are sitting and is discussing in a big assembly in Dwaraka palace. In the same manner, you see now the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is kept on a throne, the Bhagavatam should also be worshipped just as Krishna is worshipped, because Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. This is explained in the Bhagavatam itself. I mean, in the Padma Purana, it is explained. Bhagavatam has 12 cantos. According to Padma Purana, it says that the lotus feet of Krishna, they are the first and second cantos. The thighs of Krishna are the third and fourth cantos. Like that, it explains about the Nabhi is the fifth canto, and the sixth and seventh cantos are the two arms. And the seventh canto is the heart, like that it goes on. And then the ninth canto is the kanta. And then the tenth canto is the smiling face of the Lord. And the 11th canto is the forehead. And the 12th canto is the head of the Lord. So like that there are, which means the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna himself. It's not different from Krishna. So therefore it is worshipped on the altar. If you go to Burma, there is a temple, only Bhagavatam set is kept and worshipped. You might have seen our Sikh people, they worship Guru Granth Sahib like that. They put flowers, they keep it on a golden chariot, beautiful small chariot, and then they also take it in procession like that and worship it practically. They bow down to it, they put flowers for it, they sing and glorify the scripture. So they are showing how the scripture should be reverentially approached. In our temples also, some ISKCON temples you will find, like I have seen in Bombay temple, they keep one asana for the Bhagavatam and they put a garland every day for the Bhagavatam, which means the Bhagavatam is to be respected and worshipped. Now what is the meaning of worshipping the scripture? Doesn't mean you just put flowers and you bow down to it and go away. We have to open it and read it. And after reading it, we have to understand it. If you don't understand, ask questions about it. After asking questions, get clarified, questions clarified, then you understand it thoroughly, deeply. And then ask the question, how can I personally apply it in my life? And that is the way you can worship the sacred scripture the most. You have to apply the teachings. So, therefore, the Bhagavatam deserves to be worshipped. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, they all can be worshipped. Sacred scripture should not be thrown here and there. One day I was sitting in the camp temple, I had Prabhupada's books. I had taken many books, so I was reading few books here, few books there in my room. It was a little scattered. Suddenly His Holiness Bhaktivika Swami Maharaj was coming to the door and he peeped in like this. I was sitting, "Oh Maharaj," immediately crossed over the books and I offered obeisances to him. Immediately Maharaj said, "Hey Radhasham, we cannot cross these books. These are non-different from Krishna. These are sacred books. When you are putting your leg over them, the dust from your feet may fall on the books. And they are sacred. They actually have to be kept in a proper place. They can't be kept here, there, everywhere. They have to be kept properly. You have to keep them in the cupboard. Because these books are not like maths or physics or chemistry or geography or like that. These are sacred books because the word of God is there. Even in Bible it is said in the Genesis, in the dawn of creation, there was word of God. And the word is God, it says. The word is non-different from God. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Karma Brahmodbhavam Vidhi, Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. He says that all the scriptures are emanated from the lips of the Lord. Yes, breathe out the scriptures. So one should know that the scriptures are non-different from Krishna. They have to be taken with great utmost care. Read this.
One should not step over books, devotees, prasadam, flowers that have been offered to the Lord or over any sacred articles.
Like this one is not supposed to cross over a Vaishnava's body. Or in the temple hall, sometimes you find one Vaishnava is offering obeisances for a long time and you have no place here. You cross over his body like this and you want to offer. It's not proper and it's not allowed. One has to wait till the Vaishnava gets up to offer obeisances. But what you see here is a very, very special pastime. This is Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, Govinda. So, one day, Govinda used to, feed Mahaprabhu. And then after Mahaprabhu would finish the lunch, he would massage the feet of Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu would chant and dance for long hours. 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. So, his body would pain, so he would massage his body, the legs and the arms and everything. So, one of the days when he came, Mahaprabhu was lying like this on the doorway. And he told, "My Lord, I have come to massage your body." But the Lord was in deep sleep. He was not in a position to move. But then Govinda thought, if I don't go in, then how will I massage his feet? His feet are on the other side. How will I massage? So for the sake of service, what he did, he took his own upper clothes, Angavastra, and he put it on Lord's shoulder body, and he crossed his body, and then went in, and he was massaging his feet, and more than an hour or so. Then after that, Mahaprabhu, in a semi-state of sleep, he asked, "Govinda, did you take your lunch?" And Govinda didn't answer. Again, Mahaprabhu repeatedly asked. He said, "No." Mahaprabhu asked, "Why are you not taking? You already massaged my feet. Now you go. Eat your lunch. It will be late for you." But Govinda said, "How can I cross your body and go for eating my lunch? It would be an offense because according to Vaishnava etiquette, one should not cross over someone's body. That why I cannot go." Then the Lord, naturally the Lord would ask him, that how did you come inside? You crossed my body and came in. Now you cannot cross my body and go out. Then Govinda had a very beautiful answer. Breaking a lesser rule for a greater rule. That's what Govinda followed. What is it? While coming in, Govinda thought that, if I strictly follow the etiquette that one should not cross the body of a Vaishnava, then because of that, my seva for Mahaprabhu is stopped. So which is better? Break the etiquette and then do the seva, or not break the etiquette and not do seva? Which is better? Break the small etiquette so that you can do seva. And then after finishing the seva, he was not ready to cross the body of Mahaprabhu. Why? Mahaprabhu asked why. The answer is, right now the service is done. I am very happy now. If I cross his body and go, now it would be aparad, because for service sake I broke the rule. And then Mahaprabhu asked, why didn't you again do the same thing? Again you put the cloth and cross over my body and go and eat. And then Govinda said, but that was, the eating is for my sense gratification. For my sense gratification, I will not break the etiquette. But for your service, sometimes I can break small etiquette like this. Correct, no? Like that he said. So sometimes we break a lesser rule for a greater rule. We do that. So, and that should be done with proper knowledge. Now, generally we should follow the rules. That is the safest thing. Okay, now I'll show you. This is handling sacred item. Please read it.
Books, beads, kartals, etc. should not be kept on the floor or in unclean places and should be respected as worshipable paraphernalia.
This already spoke about it. I told you. These are all sacred.
One should not touch one's feet to anything sacred or use one's feet to do what could be done with one's hands.
Like in Bombay temple, one time His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was telling us, when he had joined in 1990, His Grace Devamrit Prabhu was there. Now he is His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Maharaj. Very known for his mature dealing and sober behavior, very cultured Vaishnava devotee. So he was the president there in Bombay. So one of the days, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, in his first year of joining, there was a foot switch. So he just kicked it and then the light was on. The, what do you call this? This chandeliers would be on with that. His Grace Devamrita Prabhu came to him and he put his hand in the shoulder and he walked with him little distance, back and forth, how is everything, and then he said, you see Prabhu, this switch, you should switch it on with your hands. You should not use your leg, he said. And then Prabhu said, but Prabhu, this is called foot switch. Therefore I used my foot, he said. No, outside people call it foot switch, but for us it can be hand switch only. Because non-devotees, they use such terms. They say, burn the CD, boot the computer. You see, no? They say, boot the computer means kick with your boots, boot the computer, burn the CD. This kind of things they say, shoot a mail to me. Like one fellow was telling, kill the lights, he was telling. So, in the outside world, these kind of terms some people may be using. But when we are in with devotees, We don't kick anything with our leg. Like for example, you want to roll your chatai in the morning after sleeping. You don't kick with your feet. We don't do that. One shouldn't do that. Everything should be handled nicely. Similarly, you have somebody is asking for a key. You can't take the key and throw it you have to catch like a volleyball or something. That's not proper etiquette. One has to give in the hand. Yeah. Therefore, he says that one should not, one should do with the hand should be done with the hands. One should not use the feet. Feet is a contaminated portion of the body. Once Prabhupada was telling one of the devotees, he was trying to stand on the typewriter. Prabhupada said, hey, how can you stand on the saffron typewriter, which I am using for Krishna's service? He said, Prabhupada, I also stand on my chapal. Similarly, I can't stand. He said, no, chapal is chapal. Sandals which you wear is sandals, but this typewriter is a sacred thing. You can't stand on a paper. Nowadays, sometimes in the car, they put a paper down for keeping the feet. Correct, no? Actually, on the paper, one should not keep the feet, ideally speaking. Because paper is considered to be Saraswati. So, but unfortunately, times have changed, the people don't know. In fact, abroad, in one place, suddenly devotees found out that they had made a doormat with Gaurnitai picture. It was used in the bathrooms, washrooms, in some places. So devotees immediately captured the picture and announced, and lot of signature petition was done, and immediately it was stopped. Because the person who made it thought that these two are good looking guys. He put them in the as a doormat. How foolish it is. So the sacred pictures, like photos of the Lord, should never be misused by anybody. It should not be torn, it should not be misused. So, therefore one should know what is sacred. One time Srila Prabhupada saw one devotee going into a bathroom with a stainless steel vessel and catching water. And then he was taking it to the kitchen. Prabhupada said, hey, wait a minute, what is that water for? He said, Prabhupada, for cooking. He said, for cooking? You are cooking, you are taking from the bathroom. Prabhupada, the same water comes everywhere. What comes there? It also comes outside also, here also, in the kitchen also same water. Prabhupada said, no. Although same water may be going in the tap, what is coming in the kitchen is pure. And what is taken from the bathroom is contaminated. So this requires some sattva guna to understand it. Otherwise one may tend to think that, Prabhupada said, when you are Shudra, when you are in tamoguna, mode of ignorance, you can't understand these differences. So one has to know. For example, like one place, some student center I had gone, I went to the washroom, I found the bucket was so blackish and dirty completely. It was so dirty, I asked them, hey, what is this? Why this bucket is so dirty? Oh, Prabhu, this is only for washroom purpose. you know, it's not for bathing and all. I know that, but that doesn't mean it has to be so contaminated. Huh? It has to be clean, huh? Everything. And also the mug used for lavatory purposes should not be used for bathing. Huh? Same mug should not be used. There should be two separate mugs in case mug or small bucket is used. So why I'm telling you these things? If you know the cleanliness standards, there are three things. You know, unclean, then in Satvaguna you understand what is clean, and now we are talking even one step ahead, which is sacred. Sacredness means spiritual and holy. They have to be handled. But by coming from Tamaguna to Rajaguna to Satvaguna, you know, when the cleanliness standards increase, then the sacred items can be handled in a very mature way, careful way, very easily. Read further.
If a sacred object falls to the ground or one's foot touches one should quickly pick it up and touch it to one's head.
Immediately like this. Like by mistake, you know, your foot touched some devotee. Immediately you should touch the devotee and say, sorry Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
One should not step over books, devotees, prasadam, flowers that have been offered to the Lord or over any sacred articles. All sacred articles should be kept in a neat, clean place and handled with care. They should not be tossed about but carefully handed over from person to person.
So they should be kept in a neat, clean place and should be carefully handed over. We should not throw it or we should not kick it.
Sacred items like beads, books, tilak, etc. should not be taken into the bathroom.
Then you may have a question, what about the neck beads? You know, can we take inside or every time we have to remove? No, neck beads is alright, it's allowed. But these beads, japa beads, we should not take it into the bathroom. Spiritual books also we don't take. Similarly, tilak should be worn outside the bathroom. We should not keep it in the bathroom. Some people ask a question, you know, can we hear Prabhupada's lecture while shaving in the bathroom? Yeah, you can hear, but it's a spiritual thing. How can you use it? No, you are having a mobile or a, you know, you are having a small device. You know, only thing is we have to make sure that we don't touch the device with contaminated hands. Once we go into bathroom, we put the device in the top someplace and the device is going on, and then you can brush your teeth, you can wash your hands and everything. After fully bathing and becoming completely clean, then you can touch the device. So that one should take care, so that one doesn't touch the device when it is contaminated. Because if one is touching it in contaminated state, when you are bringing it, then that is also carrying contamination. Go ahead.
One should be very careful in handling pictures of Guru and Krishna. They should be handled with great care.
One more thing comes to my mind. One of the days when I was in Bombay, I took a bath and returned from the bathroom with my towel. And what I thought was, I immediately took my tilak box and started putting tilak, because very few minutes were there for Mangalarti, correct? No? So I thought, if I put the tilak, after putting tilak, then I can wear my dhoti. In the meantime, what will happen? Tilak can dry. Then after that, I can put the kurta, like that I was doing. So once in a devotee corrected me, he said, no, if you are in towel, you should not put tilak. He said, first you should wear the dhoti and then only you should put tilak. That's a proper procedure. Similarly, we have two towels. One for the below the navel, it's contaminated portion of the body, like the leg, like the thighs and the genitals, rectum. These are all contaminated portions of the body below the navel. Above the navel, body is considered relatively purer. So therefore, we have one towel for the bottom portion of the body and another towel for the top portion for wiping the body, which is actually used for wiping purpose. So therefore we use two towels. Go ahead.
One should be very careful in handling pictures of Guru and Krishna. They should be handled with great care and respect.
Actually, these are very important points. Like the picture of Guru is non-different from Guru. The deity of Prabhupada is non-different from Prabhupada. Now you may ask, how is it? You know, in fiberglass or something, the deity is made. And by looking at Prabhupada's murti, we may think that, okay, it helps us to remind us ourselves of Prabhupada. And it is a kind of, rule. And some kind of etiquette to bow down to Acharya. No, it's not like that. We have to understand it properly. His Holiness Bhakti Chaturmaharaj gave a beautiful explanation to this. he was telling how the pure devotee's body is also spiritual. He said how it is like a iron rod put in fire, becomes fiery. Now if I ask you iron rod, is it iron or fire? If I ask you, what you will say? If you say iron, it is not just iron. It's not ordinary iron. Now if this is iron, if I touch it, it doesn't feel heat. If it is fiery, if it is put in the iron rod, has become red rod. Can you catch it in the hand like this? You can't. So therefore it is spiritualized body. Like Prabhupada's body, the gross body and subtle body are fully engaging in Krishna service. So they have become completely immortalized even while seated in this body made of material elements. So therefore, when we went to one Bangladesh, we had gone to one samadhi of Govinda Ghosh, three Ghosh brothers. So there is all this, Indraduna Maharaj was there. He was making a very good point for us. He was telling, some people may think that when you go to somebody's samadhi, already the body must have withered away and mixed with the sand and all. Then whom are we praying to when we go to the tomb of a Vaishnava Acharya? So then he was telling, actually, if you go to the Vaishnava samadhis, according to our Guru Parampara, our Acharya say that if you go to the samadhi, you circumambulate, you bow down to that Vaishnava personality, then that personality right now is in a Siddha Deha. In the spiritual world. Earlier he had a sadhana deha. And then now he has a siddha deha, means perfected svarupa in the spiritual world. From there he is watching, oh, this person is bowing down to me and he is praying for mercy. And he is becoming sincere in his spiritual life. Just as Krishna from the spiritual world can bless you, similarly these acharyas can also bless you from the spiritual world. So Vaishnava samadhis, there is a whole book on that called Vaishnava samadhis. And the samadhis are worshipable. Why? Because you can get reciprocation from the acharyas, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, or Prabhupada Samadhi in Mayapur, like that. So, in the same manner, the picture of Guru, which we may keep, should not be thrown here and there. We have to be careful in handling this item, this sacred, yeah. Special mention may be made of Harinam Chadars. Since the holy name is printed on the cloth, it is a sacred object and should not be touched with the floor. Like some people use t-shirt with Mahamantra written there. So they have to be careful. The t-shirt should not be thrown here and there. Because Mahamantra is written in that. So on the day of initiation, when people come with the Harinam Chadar, while offering obeisances, they'll take it away. Correct, no? Then you offer obeisances. Then they again wear it. Because the holy name should not touch the ground. Next one. One should
be careful while offering the obeisances that the bead bag in one's hand does not touch the floor. It may be kept aside before offering obeisances.
So bead bag should not again touch the ground because very sacred item. Because mala, japamala is tulasi mala and is chanted by the spiritual master. It should be treated with utmost reverence.
One should be very careful in handling the deity paraphernalia like their clothes, jewelry, vessels, etc. For instance, clothes and the towels should be nicely folded and kept. The vessels should be placed in the proper place and so on.
So we can't carelessly deal with the deity items. Just like spiritual master's items should be dealt with great care. Once when Prabhupada was in US, in one temple he saw, there was one devotee who was sweeping the room. And he took off Prabhupada's photo and then he swept that place. While keeping back, by mistake, he kept the photo upside down. When Prabhupada went to his room, he saw his photo upside down. And Prabhupada just took a note of it. Later on, when the Bhagavatam got printed and came, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada saw inside it was just put Bhaktivedanta Swami. Like that it was put. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So Prabhupada called the devotees, printers and said, actually, you should properly put it, Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, it should be like that. So Prabhupada observed that some devotees are committing some mistakes due to inattention. Morning Prabhupada went for taking Charanamrit. So when he accepted it in the hand, when he drank, it was very saltish. Yes, what is this? Somebody has put salt in the milk instead of sugar. And one girl was giggling. And Prabhupada came to know, she was the one who prepared it by mistake. So she saw that instead of sugar, she put salt, and she was giggling. And Prabhupada said, call someone responsible. Then the temple president was called. And Prabhupada said, you can't play like this while dealing with the Lord. Because you are feeding Krishna, you can't feed a saltish one. So you have to be very careful. So, and in this way, Prabhupada observed certain inattention creeping in due to offenses. So therefore, why we are talking all these different things today, you have to understand the main principle behind everything. The principle is this: Krishna is the Supreme Lord, we are His eternal servants, and we are insignificant. Krishna is all in all practically. He has created millions of universes, and He is the purest of the pure. He is the master of all masters, the source of everyone and everything. But in this world, He descends in various avatars, including Archavatara. Very kind to give us darshan and accept our service to Him. Imagine if your Guru Maharaj agrees to come to your home, will you not consider it a great favor? He's a very, very big person, very busy person, but He agrees to come to your home. So how attentive you will be, in terms of giving Him a sitting place, giving Him some juice to drink, and then feeding Him nice prasad and a very costly, nice silver plate or golden plate, offering Him the best of garlands, finest of garlands, offering Him respects. And in this way, just as you treat your spiritual master with utmost care and attention, same way, all the paraphernalia of the Lord should be treated with utmost care. Yeah.
If one touches one's hand to the floor or anything unclean, one should wash hands before touching the deity paraphernalia again.
Even for example, I am going to serve prasad, I should wash my hand first, ensure that my hands are clean, then we start serving. Same with the handling paraphernalia. Yeah, yes.
Krishna is non-different than His paraphernalia, and treating Krishna's paraphernalia badly means to treat Krishna badly. True bhakti will then not appear in our heart. We have to be conscious at the time that all these different atoms are not ordinary atoms, but they are all to be used in Krishna's service and therefore worshipable.
Yeah. So, because they are all used in Krishna's service and they are used for Krishna's worship, it has to be taken very seriously. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a piece of cloth which He uses for Prataparudra. It was reached because He was not ready to meet Prataparudra personally, the king of Odisha, because Mahaprabhu said, I am a sannyasi, he is a king, and my mixing with him, meeting him may not be good. But very much devotees requested Mahaprabhu to show mercy on him. So Mahaprabhu gave a piece of cloth, which is paraphernalia of Lord Sri Chaitanya. So Prataparudra accepted it with so much gratitude. Practically he kept it on the altar and worshipped it. It is Mahaprabhu's cloth. So therefore, we also have to deal with the paraphernalia of the Lord with the utmost attention and the utmost care. And by doing it, we make a lot of advancement also. Now, if I give you one example, it will become very easy for you to appreciate this. Even in our mundane life, like one boy studying in a class used to be very fond of one girl. And one day she forgot her kerchief in the class. So when he got the kerchief, he picked it up and told his friends, hey, wow, I got her kerchief. So rare. Simply by possessing that kerchief, he thought that, you know, he got a chance to, you know, touch something that belongs to her. And then the next day, when the college opened, he went to, madam, you forgot your kerchief. Please take it. She said, thank you. She said, and she took it. And he came back to boys and said, hey, I could talk to her. I told her, and he gave her the kerchief back. She thanked me and everything. So now why this boy is so much enamored by that simple kerchief? And everybody knows what is there in a kerchief. The stuff from the nose is there. Nothing special about it, nothing divine about it. But why is he? Because he is feeling she is very important for him in his life. And he is getting an opportunity to interact with her, and that kerchief is one of her paraphernalia, which appears to be very special for him. So because of his bodily consciousness, he is attached to her, attracted to her, and attracted to her material paraphernalia. Opposite of this diametrically are the spiritual paraphernalia connected to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So to the degree our outlook is material and mundane, we will not respect the spiritual paraphernalia. We will be careless about it. And to the degree we rise above mundane consciousness to understand, oh, Krishna is so kind, he has come as the deity. Krishna is so kind, he has come as a sacred book, he has come as a sacred prasadam, he has come as sacred devotees, he has come as the sacred charanamrita, he has come as a sacred temple, he has come as the sacred holy river Ganga. Now I am going to take a bath. I have seen my spiritual master, how before taking a bath in any river, you know, he would stand in front of the river with folded palms and offer some prayers and would offer a flat obeisances for a few minutes. And then he would take 3 drops, you know, on his head like this. And then he will enter into water with a very... So one somebody asked him that, can you summarize the entire spiritual life in one word? So he said, absorption. He said, absorption, he said. Which means if you absorb your consciousness in everything you do, that means before eating we should chant the Mahaprasade Govinde prayers. And remember that, oh, this is Krishna's kindness, he has given me this prasadam. I am thankful to Krishna. Similarly, any paraphernalia we are handling, whether we are dealing with devotees, we are dealing with flower or garland or mridanga, anything. So to the degree we are very conscientious at that understanding that, oh, now I am going to handle a sacred item. To that degree we make advancement, we become purer and we make advancement more and more. Therefore, one has to see the sacred things as sacred. So if you see the sacred thing as ordinary, then actually we commit offenses. Archye Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Vishnurva Vaishnava Nam Kalimala Matane Pada Tirtem Bubuddhi Sri Vishnu Nam Nisakala Kalushuhe Shabde Samanya Buddhi. You see what he says? Archye Vishnu Shiladir, considering the deity form of the Lord to be ordinary shila, ordinary stone or wood or something, or metal or something. And Gurushu Naramatir, considering Guru's body to be material or mundane, ordinary. I am bathing, he is bathing. I am sleeping, he is sleeping. So how is it different? Some people think like that. It's aparad actually. You know, okay, we are doing externally activities same, but what is his consciousness? He is having seva vritti and I have bhoga vritti. He wants to use everything in Krishna service. So we should see him as spiritual. Kintu prabhurya priyayeva tasya vande guroshe charanaravindam. He is very dear to Krishna because he is engaging everything in Krishna service. So Archye Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. We should not see Vaishnavas as a Brahman Vaishnava, American Vaishnava, you know, Australian Vaishnava. Don't see like that. See everybody Vaishnava as a Vaishnava. Wherever they may be born, we should not bother about caste, creed, color, nationality. We should only see he is a Krishna's devotee. Vishnurva Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Pada Tirtembu Buddhi. If the Abhishek is done for Lord and then you get Charanamrita, and the Charanamrita is actually like Ganga is Charanamrita of Krishna. In the same manner, when milk and all the items are offered, once you take a little bit of the Charanamrita and once you don't allow it to fall. So once you take care and then with a great meditative mood, oh Krishna, this is an Abhishek for you from your lotus feet. I'm drinking this, and your lotus feet dust is capable of purifying all our impurities and sins and contaminations. Please kindly purify my heart so that I can chant your holy names with sincerity. So we should accept the Charanamrita like that. So here comes the most important point. When you come to the temple, there are 64 items, Rupa Goswami says, you will be engaging in. Like for example, offering obeisances, taking darshan of the deities, circumambulating the deities, accepting Charanamrita, accepting the flowers offered to the Lord and smelling them. Similarly, the scent that is offered to the Lord is given in the fingers, accepting prasadam and meeting the devotees and talking to them. So there are many, many activities like this. Navavidha Bhakti. So one should know that when we come to the temple and see all these items are spiritual and sacred, to the degree we do that, then our consciousness becomes purified and elevated very easily. So, the degree we take them as ordinary, we don't make advancement. We just go down. So, I was planning to end the session early today. Today, all devotees are doing kirtan for Srimati Radharani. So, very wonderful day, auspicious day today. And my request to all of you, every Wednesday, when you wish to ask me some questions, you can put it all. Where do they put the questions? They know it, right? You are giving them the link. So you can put your questions, and these questions will be, I will take a note of these questions, and next time when I come for the class, Wednesday class, then I will answer these questions for you. And I will include it as a part of my presentation. So your doubts are also clarified. So now I am going to sing one song. Because today is Radhashtami, I thought of singing that song. So let us sing. Mridanga? Yeah. So, Srimati Radharani is the Shakti and Krishna is the Shaktiman. So, they have their one personality expanded into two. Of course, one more point I will say and then we will do the kirtan. On this auspicious day, what can be our meditation? See, Srimati Radharani is attracted to two things in devotees. One is bhav and bhav purna seva. When Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and adopts the Mahabhav mood of Srimati Radharani, what Lord Chaitanya appreciated, we can see. He saw the old Orison lady having great bhav for Jagannath, to take darshan of Jagannath. He saw South Indian Brahman having a great bhav for Bhaktavatsal Govinda Parthasarathi. Krishna, the South Indian Brahman, was attracted to that. So, Lord is attracted to the bhav of the devotees. At same time, he also appreciated bhav purna seva by Prataparudra, doing tuchya seva, menial service. Although he's king of Orissa, he was sweeping the floor in front of Lord Jagannath, isn't it? So, Lord was very pleased by that. Lord was pleased by the service rendered by Madhavendra Puri also. So, in this way, if we do seva with the seva bhav, and so bhav and bhav purna seva we have, then we can easily attract the Lord. So, let's pray to Srimati Radharani that let us do all of our services with a great sincere seva bhav, and also let our bhakti only not be a bhav in the heart, but let us do some tangible service for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. So, let us sing the song and show the next one.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Namadara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkutta Vrindaviti Neshe. Namadara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkutta Vrindaviti Neshe. Namadara ಪ್ರಣವಾನೋದಾಧಿ ನವಶಶಿಲೇಖೆ ಲಲಿತ ಸಖಿ ಗುಣರಮಿತ ವಿಶಾಖೆ ವೃಷಭಾನುದಾಧಿ ನವಶಶಿಲೇಖೆ ಲಲಿತ ಸಖಿ ಗುಣರಮಿತ ವಿಶಾಖೆ ಕರುಣಂ ಕುರು ಮಯಿ ಕರುಣ ಭರಿತೆ ಸನಕ ಸನಾತನ ವರ್ಣಿತ ಚರಿತೆ ಕರುಣಾಂ ಕುರು ಮಯಿ ಕರುಣಾಂ ಕುರು ಮಯಿ ಕರುಣ ಭರಿತೆ ಸನಕ ಸನಾತನ ವರ್ಣಿತ ಚರಿತೆ ಮಾದಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಮಾಧವ ದಯಿತೆ ಗೋಕುಲ ತರುಣಿ ಮಂಡಲ ಮಹಿತೆ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋಕುಲ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರಂಗ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರಂಗ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರಂಗ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರಂಗ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಕೀ ರಾಧಾಷ್ಟಮಿ ಮಹಾಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಚಂದ್ರ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಬಲಸುಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಬಾಲಾಜಿ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.